Well, I want to welcome our live stream audience. How wonderful it is when we get a chance to be together. And so thank you. I want to, first of all, just acknowledge Paul Harmon's my name, Pastor of Hope Chapel. It's a beautiful situation and setting here in downtown Huntington Beach. And especially for you who are just kind of like surfing around to see what church you're wanting to be involved with. So many times we're finding people are looking into the live stream to see what the setting is. And you may have received notice we're having communion today, but we slotted communion right in the middle of worship. I like to kind of change things a little bit. Is that okay with everybody? Keeps us like active and a little bit on guard, but it works where we get a chance to say, well, you just never know what God might be doing, and he will, at Hope Chapel and in the situation of the setting here. And I want to especially just thank so many of you who are just jumping on in. If you are not familiar with our newsletter that goes out Friday morning and then a follow-through on Sunday morning to get the live online attachments or links, then would you go ahead and maybe if you're on our website, you'll see the sign-up for that newsletter. Or possibly you who are here, thank you, our guests who are here. You would see a connection card in your front seat back pocket or just scan the QR code. And then it gives you quick access to all that information and an opportunity for us to be better acquainted. I'm certainly thrilled that many of you are already just jumping on board with our annual Bible reader. If you get a chance, check that out. There's a lot that is happening here already in this month of January at Hope Chapel. So please follow along. It eliminates a lot of announcements. We really want to get into the worship, want to get into the word. We will in just a moment. But one thing I want to highlight, and that is you'll see in 2 weeks, we have what we call our annual reports are opened to the public. We call it our annual business meeting. We welcome you back here to take a look at what God is doing through you. So thank you for that. It's been a good year here at Hope Chapel, especially with our missions giving, especially with our ministries that's been displayed. And that's a sign of what God is doing in your life. One thing you may have received coming on in, and that is a slip of our candidates to be ratified into our church council. Some churches would call it a board, but we call it a council, eldership area. I like the word council. Your pastor needs a lot of counsel. So these are the two individuals by bylaws, according to our Foursquare bylaws. We are to present the candidates at least 2 weeks ahead of time so you can see who that is and who you would want to ratify or vote. We welcome even our visitors to come be a part of that. We want everybody to know what God's doing here at Hope Chapel, but especially our members, because that's the ones that will be voting, and it's exciting. We'll even sweeten the deal with a lunch before, and then our meeting for about an hour. It goes pretty quick because we lay out all the documents for you. But thank you. Thank you for letting me share that. Hey, heard some cute, really one-liners going forward. Just want to highlight that. Somebody said that, think weak is meek. Try being meek for a week. Doesn't happen that way, does it? Someone else said, and his name was Reverend Robert St. John, said, please live a good life. I don't want to lie at your funeral. I thought that was good. This guy named Crew Cody said this, beware of self-made men. They tend to worship their creator. Ah. And that leads us to the intro of our theme. Our theme for the 2024 is this right here, giving Christ more in 2024. So I want to highlight, because I see so many of you have come back to us, thank you, from the holidays and are bringing their friends. And so how many actually got a Bible for Christmas? Just raise your Bible up. Good. You didn't. How many didn't bring your Bible to church? How about that could be a good thing to bring your Bible to church, but you could just raise your hand. Or maybe you got a new Bible app, huh? All right. Let's all just see our Bible attendance. Just raise it anyway. You get good. Oh, I love that. That's great. Well, may the Lord bless you with your annual Bible reading. It's going to be good. But giving Christ more in 2024, if you take a look for a moment, that little tagline is a scripture. It's in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, which says, give, comma, and you will receive. And it's taken from Luke chapter 6, verse 38. This is our theme. This is what we're doing. We're going to lead into our series in just a moment, but check out what Jesus says. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. So take a look. This is what Jesus is saying. I didn't bring that up. Oftentimes people are saying, you know, that's why when I come to a church setting or some nonprofit, they're all about, can you give us more? We're wanting to, last time we were together, last week, we were looking at our theme is give Christ. In other words, remember, make sure you're of the mindset, whatever you give, you're doing it as unto the Lord. That was important for us. We took the Colossians 3, 26, 27, which came along and said, hey, whatever you do in word or in deed, do all to the glory of God. So when we give, whatever we do, Lord, I'm going to do this for your glory. Even when I work out or exercise, Lord, I'm going to do it for your glory. I really want to keep that as a mindset. Give more. Giving more to Christ really is really a mindset that's so important. So this year's theme, giving Christ more. So many of you are already, you're so generous in who you are with your talent, your time, your resources, but we're using the word more. Is there more that you could give to Jesus? That's all. Some of us are still just kind of stepping into that saying, well, I don't have things to really kind of give. I'm a little bit nervous about going into this year. I barely made it through this last year. If that's the case for you, then we would want to be just like the Apostle Paul. Remember when he's praying in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 and 7, I pray that the eyes of your understanding would be open and you would understand and know the revelation of God's will and wisdom. That's powerful when it comes along. That's literally what we want to even say and share for ourselves here, even now. So let me just add, Father, open our hearts as we now just continue to peel back and roll out our theme that we're trusting you're leading us into. So not just as an individual, but as a church, we're in it together. We want to see things happen together. So Lord, may your goodness come about and open our eyes so we can see revelation in Jesus' name. I just want to encourage you, too, at the end of the message, we had such favorable response about the testimony. So if you have given something to Christ, that's the attitude. I've given this to Christ. I shared something with somebody. How did Jesus give it back to you? That's the testimony we're looking at. Be prepared. We love that. We're going to build faith among ourselves and say, you know what? I stepped out and I gave this away, and this is what God's given back to me. It's biblical. We want to see that happen, and it's going to be important. You know the kingdom of God is about a paradox. If you want to live, you got to give your life away. If you want to really enter into trueness of what God has, it's really about more giving than it is receiving. And so we understand that law of sowing and reaping. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm always excited when we get a chance to encourage one another on to say, you know what? God's word is true. This is what he's doing. So let's take a look now. We're going to begin our series, that series, Good Habits with Giving Christ More in 2024. So that's our series. In a moment, we'll announce our message for today, and it's on your bulletin card. But the series, let's just take a look for a moment. We talk about habits, because all of us have habits or routines that we go through every morning to get ready for work or get the kids ready or to go off to school. We have habits, routines, like taking a shower for some of us. Some of us, you keep hitting the snooze button 3 times before you get up. Those are habits or routines that are kind of consistent, and it works in that area. Some of us wake up early and we exercise, and we do those habits without even really considering. It's instinctively a part of our life when we get up. Those are habits, good habits that help generate just our good life and welfare. But how about spiritually? How about spiritually? I find if people never bring in those habits that are good, then they flounder with Jesus. And I just want to encourage ourselves. We want Christians to really grow and be about some great things. That's why we have our Reaching for the Crown coming on at the beginning of February. If you've not settled in and been discipled, what a great thing for you to learn more about God's Word. So it's going to be important for us to experience that, what it is with regards to good habits. Let's take a look then for our title today, the title of the message, The Habit of Going Forward for Christ. We're going to see a few of our series settings that we are talking about ways with which we give Christ more, but today it's about going forward for Christ. What does that mean? What is that about? Following Jesus has some practicalities to it, but if you were to say, well, I think I'm just a believer in Christ and I'm happy to go to heaven, boy, that is great. We want everybody to receive Jesus, but how about having a life where you feel like, man, the more I give, the more I receive? Let's take a look about going forward for Jesus. Number one on your notes, the mental habit of going forward. The mental habit. Take a look at the words here, because the way we think as a going forward person really alters and shifts our habits or our routines. It's going to be important. The changing of our thinking. If I am really going to go forward with Jesus, I need to be one that starts thinking that way. And I like what Jesus says to his people. And it's found in Matthew 28, verse 18. Let me read that to you. It's often called the Great Commission. But Jesus said this. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. So take a look. I'm wanting to be responsible for that directive. I'd like to teach and help people learn to see things. And if you have not been water baptized upon your confession of faith, boy, that's so necessary. We're going to have a water baptism in let's just take 5 weeks. It's going to be glorious. We'll make sure the room's cozy warm, water tanks, bubbly hot. You'll love it. But it's more importantly, your statement of faith in the Lord Jesus. Because the Lord says, go, go. And I want to be one that goes forward for Jesus. That is our good habit. What does it mean? How do we start? A mental habit. I am a goer. I'm one. And I don't think it's just intended for pastors or missionaries. It's talking to disciples, which means a follower of Jesus. There's a difference. There's a difference between a believer in Jesus and a follower of Jesus. There's a lot of difference in that. And one that is a follower of Jesus is constantly going forward when the Lord starts to direct. So that mental habit of ours needs to help with regards to how we're thinking about ourselves biblically, how we're thinking correctly. How do you think of yourself? Let me just highlight a couple. You can go ahead and write that down if you'd like. One is, God's Word says that we are His ambassadors. We're His ambassadors. The word ambassador means that you represent at another country. You represent someone in another setting. You are his ambassadors. Matter of fact, let me just read. I don't have that verse up for you, but 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, so we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. So you are an ambassador. That's important. We're talking identities, talking a reminder. If we are going to give Christ more in 2024, this is one of those areas saying, well, is God really sending me forward into the public? What does that look like? Second thing, the Word of God says that you are salt of the earth. You are light of the world. That's important. You've often heard that. That's listed in Matthew 5. 13 to 14, you can write that down. Jesus says, you are the salt of the world. You're the light of the world. Salt of the earth, light of the world. That means you don't have to try to become that. And that doesn't mean you're salt on the inside. And it doesn't mean you're light on the inside. You are that to society. That's what Jesus says. You are one that's going to influence people, Hopefully, salt, like that commodity, makes people thirsty. I hope that somebody sees my life and says, man, what is that Paul all about? Because I think I might want to research what he's doing and how is he living his life. So when we take a look, Jesus says you're salt and light. You're his ambassador. And the third, you are his witness. Remember that in Acts 1:8? We saw that last week. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be my witness of what I've done. You'll be my witness. I just want to remind ourselves that about giving Christ more. What does it mean to go forward for Christ? Who am I? Well, you're a witness for his. And you can't be a witness if you haven't experienced anything. That's important. Have you experienced anything for Jesus? Does anybody know about that experience that you've had with Jesus? Man, it's going to be important for us. So I like that for I am Christ's ambassador. So let's just say that. Would you just say that? I am Christ's ambassador. Let's try it again. I am Christ's ambassador. Man, that means he's going to make me go forward in areas that I'm not quite sure of. How about the second one? Let's take a look at our notes. It says the prayer habit of going forward. Not only just focus with your mindset, man, is that really me? Is that who I am? But then people that are goers pray differently than people who are just believers. There's a big difference in how they pray. Because when a person's just set on going to heaven, their thought and their prayer is kind of focused in another area. But a going forward person for Jesus, they're praying differently because they know that real life is engaged in a battle. And if you and I, we don't want to use that word and overwork it, spiritual warfare, but there is an unseen realm that's very real. Yes, sir. And people that go forward know that they sometimes hit that hard case when they start to deal with some dark regions of people within their jurisdiction. So a person that says, man, I'm going to go forward for Christ. Well, I just got to let you know, you need to have a prayer habit. And you'll start praying a little bit differently. I sure like what 2 Corinthians 4:4, check it out with me, says Satan, who is the god of this world. Who's controlling things? Well, I thought God is. Well, you know, little g, Satan really does some terrible things. That's why people that you know are engaged with wrong things. But let's see what he actually does in society. Look at verse 4 again. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. So a person that's going to go forward is going to have a different way of praying. You're going to want to say, oh, Lord, I know people in my circle of sphere of influence. I know people in my community. I loved Huntington Beach. But these people, there's a number of them, they cannot see the light of Jesus. They just can't. They cannot understand the joy you and I are experiencing. Even when I'm talking about here, even when we're talking about giving Christ more, they don't get it. They don't have that. I understand what God wants. That's a beautiful revelation. I see it, and I know who and what I should be about. That's a big deal. But you have, and I have, people, they don't get it. And it can kind of influence you. It's kind of like telling somebody, you need to read this book, man. It'll change your life. And you give it to them, and they, what do you think of the book? What do you think? Oh, it's all right. Then you realize, maybe that book wasn't that good for me either. We kind of get like this reflection in a negative sense. Pray. Pray. So that those that are unable to see the glorious light, oh Lord, I have people that I know, they just don't see it. I don't know why, but there is a desire that I want them to see it. They don't understand this message you and I are talking about. Even now, they don't understand it. But you and I do. And that's a merciful thing of God, even at that. So daily pray for those in your circle. Daily pray for your community. So the mental habit, the prayer habit, let's take a look at number three, the verbal habit of going forward. Verbal habit, what is Paul talking about all this stuff? Well, you know, if you're going to have an important way of thinking and then important way of praying about things for the lost, Eventually, guess what? You got to open up your mouth. Eventually, that's going to have to happen. Right. It's called a verbal habit of going forward. If you've never given Christ more of telling people what he has done and who and what he means to you, that's this point right here. Matter of fact, check it out with me. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, it says, instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope, as a believer, always be ready to explain it. Check that line out. Always, that means somebody's preparing. Always be ready. Always work up your answer. Someone is going to see something going on in your life. They will. They will if you're going to really start pressing it out there for Jesus in your life. And you know those people that are not followers of Christ. You and they go by a different jurisdiction. When they finally start seeing what's going on, they're going to say, "What? You know, you just look good. What's happening? Hey, how come you're going over to that place called Hope Chapel so often? What's going on?" Be ready to give that answer. Need to be prepared. That's what the verse is saying for those moments. For those moments. God's asking us to step forward. That's going to be important. So he wants us to be ready. You and I know we've often have enjoyed what we like. I like things just systematically laid out. I follow good out. That's why I just kind of work with an outline. But that's why we use the acronym KISS, Keep It Simple, Saint. Yeah, keep the word saint at the last word. But it's important, and one of the ways about preparing your answer, if you've been with our discipleship program, we just ask you to prepare your answer when people say, why do you look so put together and much more happier? You just give them the answer in 1 minute, no more than 2 minutes. People don't have time to talk. And if you strike a chord of their interest, they'll ask you more questions. So 3 points, you may want to write it down. You always want your answer to be prepared. What was your what was your life like before you were saved? We know some of you. Some of you were shooting peanut butter up your veins before you got saved. Others, how did you meet Jesus? Maybe somebody brought you to Hope Chapel and that you found faith in him through this church. That would be glorious. Third, what is your life like now that you're following Jesus? That's a big statement. You don't have to go on to a long diatribe. People don't have, they'll lose you. People kind of check out sometimes. But again, what was your life like before you found faith in Jesus? How did you come to faith in? What was it? Was it a crusade? Was it someone on the television? Or now, finally, the third, what difference has Jesus made in your life? That's going to be important. So practice answering that. Just write that down. Think about that. Stepping forward, moving forward, giving Christ more is going to be a big, big deal. And you don't need to go ahead and just have arguments over things. There are so many wonderful Christians I know that think, well, I'm afraid to step out because I think I'm going to have an argument over creation versus evolution or possibly accuracy of the Bible or why does God send bad things to good people? Just all those. No, just explain your experience with Jesus. That's what Jesus is at. You'll be my witnesses for what I have done. Acts 1:8. He does not ask you or me to explain the hard stuff. God can do that. Literally, when I have found when a person gives their life to Jesus and they've prayed with me and I see the miracle transformation of them giving their lives to Christ, it seems like the arguments in their head go away. Something changes in that. It's a miracle that they are raging against coming to faith in Christ, but when they receive Jesus, it's a beautiful thing. So outside of eternity, how does Jesus affect your life? Outside of going to heaven, what else does he do for you? What else can you explain to somebody? It would be very helpful. Giving Christ more in 2024 would be, I'm going to go about it with a verbal habit Be prepared. That's what Scripture is saying. And fourth and finally, it says the awareness habit of going forward. What am I saying there? Well, just be aware of opportunities. That's all. You can see here, we're talking about giving Christ more. It's much more than just saying, hey, let's go pull our wallet out. That is not what we're about here with our theme or with this series. There are just things that God's wanting to pull us in a direction, say, would we give him more of? And the awareness, could God give you more opportunities to share your faith or to share about him? I really don't want people to just talk about me when we're done talking. I'd love to have people say, man, I just feel closer to Jesus after spending time with Paul. Wouldn't it be great? That's a you who are dating and looking for somebody to marry. Does that person do that to you? When you spend time and you're talking, you feel more in love with Jesus than you did before you started that conversation? Well, that's a great interaction with people because that's what people of the kingdom are all about. So that awareness habit, check it out what Scripture says in Colossians chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Let's see what the Bible says about being aware of opportunities. It says, live wisely among those who are not believers and make most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. So our point is that awareness habit. I want to be aware. I'm thinking better about who I am and what God has. I'm praying in a more stepping forward attitude. I'm dealing with the preparation, just sharing my short little one-minute testimony because somebody's going to ask me today because I'm aware. I am aware somebody might ask me. And if they are, you're ready to go. You're stepping out. I'm confident God's going to give you opportunity. Matter of fact, your whole life journey could be one story that's shortened down but leads somebody to know Jesus. And how do I get that spiritual awareness going? I literally just, three little things I remind myself, I'm always on, like the on button. What does that mean? I just know people are watching me. And you know that too. People are watching us. No, you are always on. You are never a non-Christian. So who you are and what you do is always on display to society. Be reminded of that. I've told you that you're the main reason, besides my children and grandchildren, why I want to live a sacred life, a good life. Because I don't want to succumb to something that my flesh is so capable of consuming, and then cause my family hardship or to cause you hardship and stumbling. You're my point of saying, man, keep it going, Paul, because people are always watching you. People are always looking to you. And you must remember that too. We have things. We all have areas. People press against us, try to get us to crumble and succumb to things. But I'm telling you, they're all looking to see what a Christian is like because they'll never come into Hope Chapel. No way. You are the chapel. That's right. You're out there. That's right. And so giving Christ more in 2024 is going to be so important. Another thing is be very mindful of the way you talk to people. That's part of that on switch. Man, I've got to be careful. I have found when I go back and say, I am sure sorry for the way I overlooked you and harshly responded to you. There's been a number of occasions that I found in my humility to say, I'm sorry, that actually brought in a greater witness to that individual and then developed into some cases a great friendship because that person knows since we're not perfect, we're not perfect. If we know that we may be stumbled, as James says in the epistle, we stumble in many ways, especially with what we say, that if we come back and say and do the right thing, boy, that speaks volumes. And it's so important. So speak with grace to people. Be careful about that. You're always on. I want to go forward for Christ. I'm aware that what I say, how I go about doing it, it's going to be a big deal. And so it is to people. And it is to God, too, because Matthew says that we'll be held accountable for what we say. It sobers me up. And then the other thing is, let's make out opportunities. We want to have faith to trust in the Lord every day. Lord, could set me up to talk to somebody and discuss things. And the opportunities are so numerous here at Hope Chapel. Really, there are so many ways you and I can share with society coming into the doors. They're coming in, and it's going to be important that we get a chance to share our heart. So I love that. We get a chance. We're starting off. We're going to have a great series where we get a chance to give Christ more in 2024. And this particular message is about going forward, not staying in the shadows, going forward for Christ, being available for Jesus. And watch as you give of yourself in whatever degree or ingredient that looks like. Let's watch how God will give back to you. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. It will be given back to you. Men will give back to you. It's interesting. We're looking forward to that. It's going to be important. Well, Lord, help us with our mental habit. Help us with our prayer habit. Help us with our verbal habit to be able to share. And then help us with our awareness. There's opportunities all the time. Matter of fact, let me pray right now for you. Would you join me at home as well? Father, thank you. Lord, as we begin, not just our theme, but even this series, Lord, what does that look like that you have for us? Oh, Lord, we present our lives to you. We present our lives to you. I'm going to invite you just to repeat this prayer out loud with me. This prayer goes like this. Dear Jesus, I present my life to you. I know without you, I am nothing. There are people in my life that need you as well. I'm asking you, O Lord, use my life. Use my words for your glory. Help me, O Lord, to be used of you in such wonderful ways that I will know God set me up, used me, and brought healing and hope to people around me. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know. Can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe? Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.